What's up, guys? It's Peaches. Here to talk about how I achieved cramp-free periods. Before we start, I want to thank everyone who joined my group. Thank you. From the time I got my first in middle school to the time I had discovered a few books, almost every period I got had come with painful cramps. Some periods were so bad that I would do nothing but lay on the floor or couch or bed, hollering in pain. It was after a few of these intense episodes that I went scouring the internet for a solution. I came across several tips suggesting certain drinks, foods, oils, massages, and other stuff. Eventually, I found the solution, or part of it, on what might have been a health website. I remember the article advising against the intake of five things: salt, sugar, caffeine, fried foods, processed foods, and dairy. I was probably tracking my cycle by the time I found this, so I had a good idea of when I'd start bleeding. A week or two before my period, I reduced my intake of salt and caffeine and avoided the other stuff. While staying away from these foods, I mostly ate veggies, eggs, and quinoa. It wasn't easy resisting certain foods that I was used to eating, so I let the memory of horrible cramps be my motivation. The morning of my period, I was elated when I realized I was bleeding cramp-free. I did have some back pain, which was not new to me, but I had no pelvic cramps at all. I would encourage anyone with painful cramps to follow these footsteps. This regimen works because it gets somewhat to the root of the problem instead of masking over it like ibuprofen does. Making a sudden switch in the way I eat was hard for me and probably will be hard for anyone who ends up trying this out. I couldn't eat fast food with my family. At one point, I was starting to get tired of my vegetables. And because I relied on them so much, my poop became green and watery. Despite this, I felt good, and the results were so worth it. I understand that not everyone has the time, resources, or willpower to fully take on something like this, even for a week. So I would suggest reducing your intake of all five categories as much as you can, especially dairy and sugar. If you aren't already, get into the habit of reading food labels and tracking your cycle on a calendar or in a notebook so you can know when to expect your period. There are apps for cycle tracking, but most of them sell your info to advertisers who then get to know your patterns and target you when you are vulnerable. In conjunction with diet changes, please make an effort to get plenty of sleep. Your sleep matters all the time, but especially before your period. Insert medical disclaimer here. I hope you enjoyed this and found this helpful. Please ask any questions that you have. Any questions at all, and definitely let me know if you end up trying this. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.